present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Okay, we all know it's been a bad week on Wall Street. Let me give you the numbers just so you can write them down, because it's important to keep track. The Dow this week, just this week, was down 12.36%. Yep. NASDAQ was down 10.54%, but I should note, I won't get there yet. And the S&P 500 was down 11.49% just this week. Yes, I already said it was the worst week since 2008. We are in a correction. That is correct. And it is a global correction because it's not just here in the U.S. This is happening all over the world. And what does that mean exactly? I'm going to talk about that today. But what it means is technically things go down past 10%. That's a correction. We lost $4 trillion of market cap this week.
But why make trillions when we could make billions?
Absolutely. But here's my message today. Now, I'm sorry if your blood pressure's up a little bit. I'm drinking coffee myself. It's delicious, by the way. We have our own Sandman brand of coffee. And I'm going to say it today. I think I have the best coffee in the Bay Area. I'm going to say it. So if you want to come try it out, we'll talk about that later. But I'm drinking it right now, and it's delicious. Anyway, I don't want you to panic. What I want you to do right now this second, is I want you breathing through your nose. And then exhale through your mouth. Now, doesn't that feel better? It does. So just relax, okay? Let's look at this, shall we? Because I'll tell you what. I mean, I was in an airplane the other day, and someone sneezed. And the entire plane, you could just see it. They're all worried about coronavirus. It's like someone coughs next to you. What are you thinking immediately? It's like, oh, I'm going to get coronavirus. I mean, come on. Really? Look what's happened to us. All right, let's look at some other statistics. Energy this week was off 30%. Energy went down 30% from the high. Now, here's what a little bit of my concern is: the price of oil. I've been talking about this for weeks. So if you missed any of it, what I have to say, go to our podcast, pyaradio.com, and you can listen to my market summary, which is what I'm doing right now. If you miss it, you got to listen to it. If you have questions, listen to it, and then call me. But listen to it. All right, here we go. Price of oil is at 44.76. I said if we get below 50 with the price of oil, I'm a little concerned about oil in the energy sector. Why? Because there's a heck of a lot of debt out there that's funding all these energy companies. And if they can't make a profit, they can't pay you your dividend, which means they can't pay the debt, which means that we got some bankruptcies coming. That's what it means. So if you have energy stocks right now, or you're thinking about buying them right now because maybe you like the dividend, well, if they don't have revenue, they can't pay the dividend. I don't know. You better think about that. It's danger zone to me. The 10-year treasury. This is fascinating. This week, the 10-year treasury. And this is amazing. Like, you think you can hide in treasuries? Well, sure, the value's gone up, but your yield, if you were to try to sell it today, look at this. The treasury went off 25%, down 25% in terms of the yield. Went from over 130 last week. Remember last weekend we were talking about this? And now it's at 1.0. It went to 1.13 yesterday. It closed at 1.16. So the 10-year treasury, you give your money for the U.S. government for 10 years, the best you're going to do right now is 1.16%. You excited about that? Wow. Why is that? People ask me, why did that happen? Why are the yields so low right now? You know why? Here's why. Because everybody moved to quality. When markets go down, people sell their stocks and they fly to quality. They buy treasuries. And that drives the yields down and the price up. That's exactly what just happened. That just happened. So what's going on in the economy? Well, the Fed immediately came out yesterday afternoon. In fact, you had several governors this week talking about the fact that they have lots of tools at their arsenal. They could lower rates further. They could put more liquidity in the system like they just did from November through now. on the short term. They can go longer term. They can put more longer term liquidity out there if they want to. They have power. Don't forget, the Fed's very powerful. And yesterday, Chairman Powell came out towards the end of the market close, which you noticed the market was down around 700 something points on the Dow, but finished up almost 400 points. Still was down for the day, but look at that move that just happened. And the Fed said they may be making cuts. In fact, the probability sectors, you've probably seen them flying all over the place, are over 60% for a March cut now. 68%. But the question you have to ask yourself, because there's so much news flowing around right now, and what I like and hate about the TV is they're really good at getting you to watch it. And if you notice the tone of their voice and what they're talking about, doesn't it seem like it's just today, here and now? Like there's no future. There's no past. It's just kind of now. Why? Because they want you to watch. That's what's happening. So let's look at the data, shall we? The Fed's going to look at what happens with coronavirus, period. That's what they care about. They want to see what's the effect of it. They want to see if when you go to Safeway, excuse me, I'm just picking on, sorry, I love Safeway. Okay, so it doesn't mean Safeway. It could be any store. You're at a movie theater. You're at a grocery store. You come home, you have coronavirus. Did you see that video about dads in the Target parking lot? I laugh my head off. You got to watch that. Anyways, sorry. You're at Target. You're wherever. And you come home and you got corona. That's a problem. You know the coronavirus has been around since like the 60s? This just happens to be a strain they created in a little lab in China that somehow got out. It's crazy. It's freaking crazy, this stuff. Anyway, if you come home all of a sudden and you have corona, then we've got a problem, folks. But until that happens, please don't worry about this. Wash your hands. Try not to touch your face. And just be smart. You know, just keep washing your hands. That's good advice. All right, listen, let's move on. Everyone's scared right now. Why? Because they're all afraid. They're all afraid that this thing is going to take us to a bear market. And I'm going to explain what that means here in the next segment. But this is a whoosh. This is a whoosh that you just felt. Whoosh, feel it? And that is a normal correction. These are normal. These happen. And will it get worse next week? You know what? It could. It absolutely could. Do I think we're going into a recession right now? Do I think this is the end? I do not. And I think that if you're getting out of the market right now to try and time this thing, you're foolish. I think you need to hang in there because this economy is actually pretty good. This week we had January new home sales come out. And you know what? It was huge. I don't know about you, but they're building stuff all over the country. Why would they do that? Why would builders spend money on building homes if people can't buy them? Oh, and by the way, the number was like 7.98%. It was like double what it was supposed to be. That's massive. And you heard a few weeks ago how the consumer keeps driving this market. Doesn't matter all the other stuff that's 30%. 70% is consumer driven, right? Did you see the Michigan consumer report yesterday? Well, guess what? It was over 100. You know what? That's positive. That's good news. That means the consumer is still okay. You're going to be okay. That's what I want to tell you. You're going to be okay. The market right now is oversold. It's stressed out. I can see that in the things that I look at. And when I look at relative strength, we're at 25. That's a low. That's very low. That means that things could look good. When? I don't know. I just don't know. But if you have the right plan, the right time horizon, you're using Riskalyze, which I'll talk about a little later, you're doing all that stuff, then hang in there. All right? Just hang in there. Next week, we got some news coming out, which will be interesting. Monday, we're going to look at manufacturing on the ISM report. We'll see what's going on there. Tuesday, Target's reporting. And I like Target because Target is a consumer sentiment. It's all about the consumer. They shop there. Go look at the video. It's super funny. Let's see what they say about their guidance, okay? Wednesday, the ADP employment comes out. And Friday, we have the big February jobs report. If all those things continue to look pretty good, then guess what?
A Kojo Media Experience.